Greetings. I hope you had a great Palm Sunday. We had a great time at A-Life, and we are looking forward to a week of seeking God, worship, and a Resurrection Sunday celebration next weekend. I am growing stronger and increasing my morning walking to include some segments of running. I continue to depend upon my friend God. God wants us to have full length of days, long life, and peace. When we know His desires and we respond to His will, we find a secret to partnering with Him in life. Partnership with God will give us fullness in our days, purpose in our lives, and the goodness of God's presence in all that we do. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you." Have you ever expressed, "There's not enough time in the day to get this done"? I have said that many times. I believe that this statement is connected to a sense of purpose. This is even true in the practical things of our lives. It is especially true concerning our purpose in Christ. When we know who we are and we know that we have purpose, the days will seem too short to get done what needs to be done. Is it possible to lengthen one's days? Every day requires wisdom for that day. To get from today to tomorrow is not just the knowledge of the day, but the wisdom for that day that leads to the steps of tomorrow. Proverbs 9, 10, and 11. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and your years of life will be added to you." Knowing God will lead to knowing His wisdom. Knowing Him personally will bring His guidance to our lives. When we live with an awe of God, we acknowledge Him for the course of every day. Do you know who you are? You are a son or a daughter of God. Therefore, you are an heir of His purpose in life, and you are anointed to partner with Him in all that you do. Length of days is connected to the purpose of each day. Long life is connected to the inheritance that goes even beyond our days. When the Scripture talks about living as long as a tree, it is a term for living generationally. Isaiah 65, 22. "They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat, for as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands." Trees in biblical language are often a symbol of the generations of men in the third and fourth generations. Straw is a symbol of the daily comforts and desires of a man. Grass or hay represents a man's lifetime. Wood is a generational description of things that humans do, which can become a generational testimony. To live as long as the days of a tree does not necessarily mean living to be as old as a tree. It is living on in the generations of one's posterity. The roots, trunk, and limbs of a tree live on in the branches of tomorrow. Isaiah 61, 3b and 4, "that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified, and they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations." The Scripture describes the children of God as trees of righteousness. This implies that they are a family of fathers, sons, grandsons, and great-grandsons. They are a testimony of four generations, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel, or Paul, Timothy, faithful men, and others also. Often people in the world are more generationally minded than people in Christ. We need to think generationally. God wants us to think this way. So when the prophet in Scripture says they'll be like a tree, understand it's a generational term, not merely a promise that you will live to an old age yourself. It means you're going to live on in the earth beyond your natural days. Things of inheritance will go to your children and your children's children. As declared by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 65:22, "they won't build and another inhabit." In other words, their generations will not be cut off. They won't plant and another eat. It will continue to their sons' sons, and their sons' sons' sons. They will be like a tree. They will be generational. This is what the prophet was declaring to God's people. There was a permanence to who they were to be as the family of God. A key to full length of days, long life, and peace is to value what God values and to seek to know Him, to be like Him in all that you are and do. Every day is another opportunity to partner with God for His will to be done and His kingdom to come into the expressions of your kingdom in this world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.